Thousands of people gathered across Oakville yesterday afternoon to see a once-in-a-once-in-a-lifetime solar eclipse. Many residents traveled as close to the lake as possible for the best views. The approximately 2.5-hour eclipse began just after 2 p.m., when the edges of the moon and sun met. The event ended just after 4:30 p.m. 100%. Or close to 100%. Totality coverage of the sun took place at 3:19 p.m., lasting between 20 and 75 seconds from various viewpoints in town. Cloud coverage, even peaking at 72% in the sky, cleared in most parts of town to allow for, mostly, clear views of the sun. For 1 minute yesterday, nighttime came over Oakville with cheers heard across town. Streetlights came on, sensors flickered, and the skies changed color for several minutes as the sun disappeared and reappeared in a seemingly instant flash. With school out for the day, families and friends showed up early in the afternoon at parks across Oakville, even though the phenomenon wouldn't reach full coverage until 3:19 p.m. Parks along Lake Ontario became the hot spot for excited locals, especially those in southwest Oakville closest to the eclipse orbit path. Lakeside, Tannenry, South Shell, Bronte and Coronation Parks all saw hundreds, and in some cases thousands, of people gathered for this rare, celestial show in the sky. Photo by Tyler Collins. Photo at South Shell Park of the 100% totality from the 2024 solar eclipse. When asking residents about their experiences, several families spoke to Oakville News at locations throughout town. "It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience," said Stefan, seen at Bronte Heritage Waterfront Park with his daughter Sarah. "We moved here in November 2020, so it's a pick-me-up from coming here in the pandemic and being able to see this now." Sarah added, "As my dad said, it's an amazing phenomenon that you're not going to see here again for another 100 years, so just to be alive to see it is a great feeling." Parents Jeff and Shadi, with their young son Benjamin, traveled all the way from Innisfil to see the view specifically from Oakville. "We came here to get Ben the experience," said Jeff. Shadi adds, "We're so fortunate the clouds went away. It's so cool to see this." Another family, led by Mom Manai, came to South Shell Park, the southernmost point in town, to see the totality for as long as possible. She says she and her daughters were hoping to see it, and it's good the clouds moved out. Her daughter Studi also says, "I think it's cool we won't get to see an eclipse again for a long time. The sun is like the moon today, it's like a crescent sun." Number matter where you were located, Oakville had a thrilling, cosmic experience watching the solar eclipse.